This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
The good thing about the Heat and the Panthers is we're going to have good things to talk about with the Heat and the Panthers. You know, that's the fun part. I mean, the Panthers are unfreaking defeated, man. They're going to go for 7-0 tonight. Remember, we want to see if they can get to 11-0, which would be the NHL record. All right? In 100 years, 10-0 is the max. And two teams have done that. Let's see how far the Panthers can go with this undefeated streak now. And these are the things that are going to build attention for the Panthers. They're going to rebuild the fan base. They're going to rebuild the loyalty. All of those things that they've never had, now they're going to be able to do that. They had a little taste of it in the mid-90s. But now that this team is sustainable, you know what the Dolphins were trying to do? And maybe they still can. Maybe all these players develop and you know, life is good. But the Panthers have achieved what the Dolphins wanted to achieve. What the Dolphins have set out to try to achieve, the Panthers have achieved that. They've got the young guys that have developed into really good players. They've got more young guys in the minors that are developing. They've got a group of veterans that are complementing the young guys. And they've got a great coach. They've got now a great front office, and they now have a chance to have a second straight winning season and a second straight year to go to the playoffs. So all of the kind of things that the Miami Dolphins are trying to develop, the Panthers have already developed. Now it's let the plan take its course, build up the wins, build up the excitement, build up the confidence, and you will get the dedication from the fans. You're going to see less and less empty seats as the year goes on. And the next year, you will then see pandemonium. It's the way it's going to be. It's the way South Florida rolls. You know what I mean? But you look at it, you know, Ira and Clay are right. You know, we need to change a little bit because, man, we, you know, every day to talk about how frustrated we are with the football team, it's tough, man. I need it personally for me. You know, I'm an all South Florida sports guy.